The stone against my back is wet. It has been wet for 3 days. I can hear the creak rushing outside these walls. It sounds like voices whispering in the dark. My hands are stained, not with blood. They are stained with the juice of crushed elderberry and the dust of dried golden seal. These are the marks of a healer. In Hollow Creek, they call them the marks of a devil. I am sitting in the corner of this cellar. It is small and smells of damp earth and old rot. There is no window, only a gap in the floorboards above where the light of a single candle flickers. The town is quiet now. They are tired from the shouting. They spent the afternoon gathering wood for the pyre or the gallows. They haven't decided which one is more fitting for a witch. I remember the fever. It started with the miller boy. His tongue turned black. His breath smelled like a swamp. I sat by his bed for 3 nights. I gave him willow bark for the pain. I gave him honey and garlic to break the heat. He lived. Most of them lived because I didn't sleep. Now the miller boy's father is the one who turned the key in this door. He wouldn't look at me. He just looked at the floor and spat. I hear a creak above me. Someone is moving in the house. This is the sheriff's cellar. He has a daughter named Clara. Clara is 18. She has eyes like the morning sky. I taught her everything. I taught her which roots find the water. I taught her which leaves stop the bleeding. The door at the top of the stairs moans. A thin line of yellow light cuts through the dark. I squint. My eyes are not used to the brightness. Clara comes down the stairs. She is holding a bowl of watery stew. Her hands are shaking. The ceramic clatters against the wooden step. She sets the bowl down. She doesn't come near the bars. She stays in the shadows near the stairs. I call her name. My voice is scratchy. It sounds like dry leaves blowing across a grave. She flinches. I ask her if she brought the satchel. I told her where it was hidden, under the floorboard in my cabin. It has the tinctures I need to make the end painless. Clara looks at the floor. She doesn't answer. She reaches into her apron pocket. She pulls out a small bundle of dried plants. It is hemlock. I recognize the purple streaks on the stems even in the dim light. This is what they found in the cradle. This is the evidence they used to say I was trying to kill the newborns. I told the sheriff I didn't put it there. I told him I haven't touched hemlock in a year. I thought a neighbor had stolen it from my shed. I thought fear had made someone cruel. Clara holds the bundle toward the light. She is crying, but there is no sound, just wet tracks on her dusty cheeks. She tells me she had to do it. She says the town was looking for someone to blame for the ones who didn't wake up. They were looking at her because she spent so much time with me. She says she put the hemlock in the miller cradle. She says she whispered my name to the deacon. She says it was the only way she could stay safe. I feel a coldness that has nothing to do with the stone walls. My heart feels like a piece of flint, hard and sharp. She is my legacy. I taught her how to survive. I just didn't realize I was the thing she would survive. Clara reaches through the bars. She drops the hemlock at my feet. She says she is sorry. She says she wants me to use it so I don't have to feel the rope. She is offering me a mercy built on a lie. She wants me to die quietly so her conscience can be clear. If I take the poison, the town is right. I am a suicide, a sinner, a witch who took the easy way out. If I don't take it, I scream on the gallows. I tell them what she did. I take her down with me. The girl I loved like a daughter. She stands there waiting. She wants to see me swallow the seeds. She wants to watch the life go out of my eyes so she can go back upstairs and be the town's new healer. I pick up the hemlock. It is dry and brittle. It snaps between my fingers. I look at her, truly look at her. She isn't a girl anymore. She is a mirror of this town, cold, hard, terrified of the things she doesn't understand. I tell her to come closer. I tell her I have one last secret to whisper. A secret about the roots. She leans in. Her ear is pressed against the iron bars. She smells like lye soap and fear. I don't tell her about the roots. I tell her that I forgive her. I tell her that every time she heals a child, she will see my face. Every time she touches a fevered brow, her hands will feel the burn of the rope. I tell her that I am leaving her with the heaviest thing in the world. I am leaving her with the truth. I put a piece of the hemlock in my mouth. I don't chew it. I just let it sit on my tongue. It tastes like copper and dirt. Clara backs away. She looks horrified. She expected a fight or a curse. She didn't expect a blessing that felt like a haunting. She turns and runs up the stairs. The door slams shut. The bolt clicks into place. I am alone in the dark again. I spit the hemlock onto the floor. I will not give her the satisfaction of a quiet ending. I will not make her path easy, but I also will not tell the sheriff. If I kill her with the truth, the town loses its only healer. The children will die of the black tongue. The mothers will bleed out in the night. I am a healer. That is the foundational truth of my life. Even if they kill me for it, I sit back against the wet stone. I listen to the creak. It is getting louder. The rain must be starting. Tomorrow at dawn, they will come for me. They will lead me through the mud. They will put the hemp around my neck. I will look at the crowd. I will see the Miller boy. I will see the deacon, and I will see Clara standing in the back. She will be holding her breath. She will be waiting for me to scream her name. She will be waiting for the betrayal to come full circle. I will stay silent. I will let the weight of my silence press down on her for the rest of her life. It is a cruel mercy. It is the only thing I have left to give. The light above the floorboards goes out. The house is silent. I close my eyes and try to remember the smell of lavender in the sun. I am not afraid of the rope. I am afraid of the world I am leaving behind. A world where a girl has to kill her teacher to stay alive. I reach out and touch the damp wall. I trace the cracks in the stone. I am Sarah McPherson. I cured the fever. I saved the children. And tomorrow I will die a witch so that a liar can keep the village whole. The creek is roaring now. It sounds like the end of the world, or maybe just the beginning of a long, dark memory. I wait for the sun. I wait for the end. I wait for the peace that only comes when you have nothing left to hide.